to take your old and uncool parents for Italian food, plus a giant pillow fight if they drive you crazy. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to the Social Club for the weekend of Friday, July 22nd. I'm Sarah Kovach, a digital editor here at WESA. And with me is Morning Edition host extraordinaire Josh Rollerson.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Okay. Moving on.
And of course, we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, who knows everything about everything.
I try.
She's being modest.
Okay. I know everything. Ask me whatever
all.
You want.
She sees just take all. It. Omniscient, omnipotent.
Ask Rachel me whatever Carlson. You want, and I'll make up an answer.
Speaking of Yelp, I bought a new car this weekend, and last night I went to write a review for the dealership, who was lovely. But I noticed at the end, so usually when you write a review, a couple questions will pop up at the end that are just kind of yes or no questions mm-hmm. about the business, like does it have Wi-Fi or does it have free parking? One of the questions was, is it a Pokestop?
Yeah.
Already?
Yelp is buying into that trend. I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about.
You got to strike while it's hot.
Yeah. Yelp has definitely. I got a flurry of emails last week with Yelp updating us on all the Pokestop stuff. And they said, they prefaced the email by saying, if you are not a Pokemon Go person, stop reading. So I stopped reading.
It's nice that they give you that option, though.
I know that other than trying to understand what all the kids are talking about, but I have zero clues on what's going on. Are you playing?
Not really. I actually was saying in our newsroom, I may be an anomaly in that I am neither someone who is obsessed or unaware. I have played one or two times and am not obsessed and totally indifferent to it.
I'm not going to fault you. Josh, are you a Pokemon goer?
I'm not a goer. I'm a doer. I'm a thinker. I'm a beer. No, I haven't played it. I don't intend to. Maybe
your
I will.
Kids?
No, fortunately they don't have mobile devices.
Oh, okay. Yet. Gosh.
So they like talk to you and make eye contact with you?
I can say, however, though, that I predicted this phenomenon in my research. You can read about it in chapter 4 of my book, Singularities, Technicolor, Transhumanism, and Science Fiction of the 21st Century.
Nice plug.
Liverpool University Press 2013. So I'm just claiming credit for the Pokemon Go phenomenon. I saw it coming. I theorized it a good 5 years
ago. Specifically Pokemon
Go? Yes, exactly in those terms. Yep. Down to the date and yep.
Nuh-uh.
I see the future.
The date? Whoa.
No.
That's crazy. I really would have believed everything you said. So
you're really kind of gullible.
I am. It's
yeah,
okay.
I do.
Well, I believe that you predicted this anomaly. It's insane. The first time I hadn't seen anyone really trying to wander around and catch them until I was downtown this weekend and saw people blankly staring at their phones and waving them around.
Have you guys seen that show Black Mirror? That's what this feels like to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
It's this British show. It's all.
I knew you were going to say it was a British show.
All right. I'm done with cultural references for today. Please.
No,
proceed.
I like British shows too.
Okay. Well, then quickly then, just for the benefit of listeners. Black Mirror is a British TV show that's kind of like, is sort of reminiscent of like a Twilight Zone thing. It's like every episode is a one-off self-contained storyline.
Okay.
And they all have something to do with how technology and specifically digital media are like warping and affecting in profound and kind of dark, disturbing ways our modern existence.
Okay.
So it's exactly the kind of plot line that happened, like where you wake up one day and suddenly everybody's doing this crazy thing that didn't exist yesterday, but it's totally transformed our society. So
yes,
to the point where you walk out on the street and you see people doing this thing.
We went to dinner Friday night and we were walking down the street and there was a couple just stopped and they were both totally engrossed in their phones. And my boyfriend and I just looked at each other and we were like, Pokemon Go.
Yep.
That's so funny. I can't believe how big it really is. And obviously not surprising to read the conspiracy theories about the government stealing your information and watching you, which is probably pretty true. But I assume they're just watching us all the time. So just doesn't matter.
I think we know that.
Yeah. So it's
so now Nintendo's watching you too.
That's why anytime I say anything questionable, I just quickly lean over to my phone and make sure I go, just kidding, NSA.
That's probably good. I'm sure you're covering yourself
that
way.
Yeah. You'll never be dragged away in the dark of night with a hood over your
head. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely not.
I was going to say, I hear your parents are coming to town this weekend.
Oh, yes. yes, my dad and stepmom.
They're kidnapping you.
They're going to drag you away.
Yeah, which, well, you know, equally is a nefarious feeling. But, no, my dad and stepmom called me at the end of last week and said, we're coming next week from California. Clear your schedule.
It's not last minute at all.
I know. So I'm looking for things for them to do. The hard thing is, while I love them, they're old and have trouble getting around and surely don't know what Pokemon Go is. So one thing that they do love always is cheesy Italian food. So I need a recommendation for it. Not to
do you mean
disparage
like sentimental and cliched, or you mean like lots of cheese?
Both. Both. Okay. Like one that has empty Chianti bottles everywhere. And
I mean, I was going to say Alla Familia is like.
That's definitely not in the price range that they're going to want to pay. Also, I want to go there again, and I'm pretty sure they'll be like embarrassing. So.
Oh.
Love them, but they're embarrassing.
Well, Italian, that's a. I was going to say there's obviously the chain restaurant, which I don't want to mention, but. There's Il Pizzaiola in Mount Lebanon.
No, I need some place that's like not cool.
Oh.
And like fun that I'll want to go to again.
Well,
so there's that chain place.
Right? Let me take out not cool, but let me say
I'm overstating.
Legend, not trendy, right?
Legend, maybe not trendy. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Legends on the North Shore is a old school Italian joint that's famous in Pittsburgh. It's been around forever, and it has like the tiled black and white floors and all the traditional Italian dishes that you would expect.
Okay.
I think that's a good one because it's not by any means, I would say, fancy pants or...
I actually think that I remember them participating in Restaurant Week and doing what sounded like a really good menu.
Yeah, they have good greens and beans.
Okay.
Lydia's also, which I think that Lydia's, while they probably would want to have a classy establishment, I think Pittsburghers are white collar or blue collar people and just dressed from, I always say, Steelers jersey and up.
Yeah.
Right now, Pirates jersey and up. So I think that.
Got to be seasonally appropriate.
Yeah. I think you run the gamut of jeans to dress pants at Lydia's, too. I don't think that it's stuffy by any means.
I just want to be clear. These are not uncool restaurants. These are just like. Rachel, maybe not the super trendy ones where my parents will feel a little uncomfortable.
Bella Notte in the Strip is also really good with pizza.
Oh, okay. That could be a good option. My dad loves pizza.
And Enrico Biscotti has a. Restaurant behind the Biscotti place, and they have this wine fairy. Quote, she's the wine fairy who delivers wine. You have to pay for it, but she's she's funny.
Important
and,
distinction.
It's pretty casual restaurant too. So those are kind of
We have a lot of good options.
Yeah, what I'm looking at off of Yelp.
They sound like are also above cheesy too.
Yeah, and then tourist. Have you ever done the Just Ducky tour or the incline?
Well, I've done the incline. The thing is, on the weekends though, the line for the incline is insane, and I just think it'll
especially Duquesne.
Yeah, and
that's the best one.
I don't know that my parents will care that much that they'll want to stand in that line. So, but we may do a ducky tour. I've kind of always wanted to do one, even though I've been here for.
Done one, and I always
the ducky tour is fun, but I think I did it like 3 years ago, and I still have a headache from the diesel exhaust that I inhaled. It's brutal.
Well,
it's even worse than the baseline terrible air quality that you get driving around downtown Pittsburgh.
It's like,
that was difficult. So bring a gas mask, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Or if your sense of smell is just shot, you're good to go.
That could work.
I just recently did a staycation weekly Yelp e-newsletter and talked about all the cool things that you can do in Pittsburgh. I mentioned the Mattress Factory, which I don't know if that's their speed, but it's pretty cool.
I think we're going to have to do low walking activities.
Yeah.
So for people whose elderly parents are not visiting this weekend and they want things to do in Pittsburgh,
I have some things for you to do this weekend. First up, Friday from 4 to 9 in Bakery Square, they're doing Bakery Square Urban Beach Party. obviously, we don't have any beaches. Hopefully, that's not a shocker to anyone. We do have rivers, but not beaches. They will be having a beach party, though, there, where they will have the obvious food trucks, craft beer, live music from Walk of Shame, which I think is kind of the best name ever for a band, and a giant 65-foot sand beach. So it wouldn't be a beach party without people loading in sand, which I don't know how they do it. Or how they clean it up.
I was going to say, the cleanup sounds pretty awful.
Yeah. Well, but we don't have to worry about that. And the event's free. So that's pretty awesome.
Soldiers and Sailors is also doing a happy hour event on Friday where they're going to have a virtual beach, too.
Yeah. So that one is $5, which you cannot beat the price of that. And what will happen is you'll be able to dance under palm trees. So I don't know if Bakery Square is going to have palm trees, but Soldiers and Sailors will. And you'll be able to obviously get some great snacks and booze. They have an Aloha Punch, grown-up shaved ice, which I am totally into. Mm-hmm. Steel City Ukuleles, which, again, I love reading these events and hearing about things I've never heard happen in Pittsburgh.
So many Steel City insert interest group here, yeah. And it's like really funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Steel ukuleles? Because that would be cool.
Maybe.
Like a steel guitar. My kid can shred on ukulele.
Ooh. Really?
She took ukulele lessons.
You should.
This last spring, and she performed the national anthem at the Greenfield Glide.
Race
this last summer.
Oh my God, that's
she
adorable.
Should be part of Steel City Ukuleles. She could be maybe the youngest member.
I'm gonna hook her up.
Okay,
you should take her to happy hour, Josh.
Sure.
It is 21 plus. I do want to remind people, but I just did a party at Soldiers and Sailors, and if you have not been here, it is the time to go because it's such a great venue. There, it's a museum for honoring soldiers and sailors throughout history. And they're going to have docents available if you would like to do any of the tours. So definitely come on by and come enjoy the treats. They'll also have Rivertown Brewing Kahiki Pineapple Ale. I always say that wrong, which is a delicious beer from Rivertown, too.
I recently had an Uber driver who worked... Like, his day job was a beer distributor. We're asking him which, like, craft beers we should try. And he said that Church Brew Works has a coconut stout that's really good.
I was just talking to somebody who had that last week.
Oh, yeah? And they said good things?
Said it was okay. Yeah.
I heard that they have a new brewer or a recent new brewer, or they've been changing up things recently, because I had a beer from there. And I hadn't had a beer from there in a while, and it was really good.
Well, okay, this is good info, because this person that had the coconut stout was somebody who had come to me previously and said, I'm going to the church. He's from out of town, right? Going to church, what should I have? Like, what's good there? And I was kind of like, you go there for the
ambiance.
Experience,
yeah.
And the food's okay, and the beer's okay, but it's not really, it's not a beer destination. But this is the second time now since that happened that I've heard that, like,
things
kind of up
changing.
In their game over there,
yeah,
so maybe I should check it out.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. You can go to church. I like how you said that.
That's the only way you're getting me in there.
Yeah. ba-boom-ch. Yeah, that's what I've heard. And if you want some athletic activity in your life this weekend,
I might be too full on beer.
Oh, gosh. Well, just don't do these 6 a.m. classes. So One World Yoga Fest is this weekend at The Point. This is a yogi's dream because it's $35, gets you unlimited classes, plus a ton of healthy vendors. Yelp will be there passing out some great swag as well. But they have a plethora of activities that you can choose from, not only yoga, but they also have Pilates too. So there's a bunch of different things that you can enjoy there, as well as obviously The Point's a great place to be. And the weather should be really nice for this weekend too. So,
yeah.
Hey, Rachel, is that a metric plethora or traditional? That's your favorite unit of measurement.
I know it
heard
is.
You, like, I'm going to make a supercut someday of all the times you said plethora on the show.
All right,
it's
I need to
hilarious.
Cut that out. All right, no, I'm not. I'm never.
It's a
gonna
great
say
word.
That.
I no judgment.
I like that word.
Say it again.
You use it a plethora of times.
I also use awesome a lot too. So
awesome.
That's okay. Anyway, there are a lot of different things to do. I don't like a lot. That doesn't sound
myriad. Try that one.
Oh.
Try that one out.
A myriad. A array.
That's good.
A multitude.
I feel like I'm totally stunned right now. I feel like half my day is spent editing stories and trying to find better words. I can't think of anything.
A lot of times I do Google for different, go to the thesaurus and find different words. So,
which is now known as Google.
Yes. Yes. But whether you are a beginner or an advanced, this is your time to go.
Cool.
We also have on Sunday a lobster crawl.
I saw this.
I know. It sounds delish. And it is going to be at a ton of different restaurants around town, including Bar Marcos, Spoon, Vandal, Umami, Muddy Waters, and the newest Italian eatery, Dianoia's Eatery.
That was the only one I wasn't familiar with.
It's actually two friends of mine. I'm very excited, Dave and Amy. And Dave is the former chef at Spoon, who is our, we're talking
great band.
Traditional, what?
Never mind.
Oh, traditional Italian. He comes from a traditional Italian family and loves that style of cooking and culture. And he's going to be opening his own restaurant soon. So I'm very excited in this trip. You can look for that August-ish. But they're doing their crawl. So if you like lobster rolls, if you like lobster in general.
I love lobster everything.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I love lobster. Sunday, they're going to be having the crawl. So you can head on over to any of those spots. $55, which lobster is not a cheap meal.
Yeah.
But
I mean, for six different places to have lobster, I feel like that's probably not too bad.
And some great restaurants. So I think that it's high time.
I kind of zoned out for a minute there. I heard lobster crawl. So is this like where you dress up your lobster, like with a pup crawl?
Yes, you dress up like a lobster.
Okay.
Bring your pet lobster.
You dress as a lobster. Got it.
Yeah, have your lobster claws ready to go.
Okay, I will go get mine out of storage.
Yeah.
It's an ugly lobster suit crawl.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to see people dressing up as lobsters for the
lobster
crawl.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that bachelorette parties always go to. I'd love to see like a bachelorette party where it's everybody, they're all dressed as
lobsters. They go to lobster-themed It's inevitable.
I even saw at Picklesburg this weekend. I saw like a bachelorette party. They were all wearing like matching shirts that said Bride Tribe.
Oh my god! Oh,
and okay. I was like Picklesburg. Really?
And that was what they picked. That was their big night out.
One time I was at a bar downtown, and it was the saddest looking bachelorette party. They were all on their phones. There were six of them, and the bride was like, "Muh," and all of them were like, "Muh," very just. Debbie Downer looking, and we were with a group of friends, and we all felt bad because they should be so much fun. You know, you shouldn't have to force the fun on that. It's a celebration. And so we bought them a round of shots, and they were so excited. Aww. And they took the shots, and then they went back to their phones.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So for a second there, I thought you fixed the party, but
I thought I did, but alas, I did not.
You can't win them all, Rachel.
Well, I want to tell you about one more thing, which I think you'll be totally into. It's a giant pillow fight, which is at Schenley Park.
I'm into that.
All ages. So it is family friendly and free, which is also something you're probably
also into.
We may be doing that this weekend with my parents if I get to the point where I just can't take it anymore.
Take it anymore.
I'll smack my dad across the face with a pillow.
Well, it is BYOP. So bring your own pillow. And wait, how do you say pillow?
Pillow?
Pillow.
Okay.
Do you say pillow?
Yeah, some people say pillow.
My wife says bagel instead of bagel. It drives me nuts.
Bagel?
She can't hear herself doing it. She doesn't believe me when I tell her. She says that.
I had a friend
that regional thing.
Instead of sandwich would say sandwich.
No.
So every time I hear sandwich, I hear sandwich in the back of my mind.
That's really funny. Well, pillow or pillow fight is going down at Schenley Park. They're going to have the pillow fight at 8 p.m. show up, 8:20 sharp. It's in all caps. The movie starts to close. So there's a movie going on as well, which is SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie.
Sure.
And
a plush theme here.
Yes. And then they'll be doing the pillow fight. So it sounds like a really fun time.
All right.
I don't know. I'm interested to hear if someone goes to this, please let us know because I'm really interested to hear how
this.
Yeah,
send us your picture.
Yeah, I want to see the video.
Yeah, how this ends up.
You guys, I have one. I never have one, but I do now, right? Okay.
Wait, what?
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Three words. Mary Louise Parker. Does that mean anything to you?
I heard that you have a little crush on her.
I don't know where you got that idea.
Is she coming to Pittsburgh?
She's coming to Pittsburgh. She's doing.
Josh
she has
is
a book out.
Interview her.
She's doing a Pittsburgh arts and lectures. And I'm going to be doing the onstage interview.
When
and
is
you won't
this?
Know it because I'll be cool and professional, but inside I'll be like a little boy who's just. No, I'm going to be cool.
And when
I
is
can't
this?
Wait to see like
this is
flirting Josh
Wednesday,
interviewing.
This is Wednesday, July 27th.
It's and where up. Is this at?
At the you can probably find it faster.
The Carnegie.
Wait, is this the book she wrote about all of her past relationships?
Yeah, it's like a literary sort of memoir, and it's okay. In the form of letters to men that she has known.
Yes. Ooh. Okay.
Will you be one of the letters?
That's
at some
what
point?
I'm going for.
So it is
volume two.
Wednesday, July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Carnegie Library Lecture Hall. You can buy tickets now. So definitely buy tickets to see Josh kick it. See Josh in his glory. $21 each. That's not bad at all.
Googly eye, Josh.
And
that
last check, tickets are still available. So
yeah.
We'll Good see you plug. There.
Okay. We'll see you there. Bye.
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 Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.